Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We talked about a company that's selling used tissues.
Used, y'all.
A company called Vave. Hello, welcome to Vave.
Sounds like a hipster vaping.
They just started selling tissues that are already infested with germs. Like, someone else already sneezed into these tissues. And the company packages them up in a box and then sells them to you for the low, low price
of
$80.
Goodness. For used tissues.
A used box of tissues.
Oh, that's horrible, but people will buy it, won't they?
Here's their claim. All right? That using these tissues will help build your immune system to get ready for flu season or let you decide when you're going to intentionally give yourself the flu to get it out of the way.
So that's
actually part of their marketing.
Somebody sick has sneezed in there, and they're selling them used for
flu people. Yeah,
and there'll be people buy them.
Before you rush out and drop that $80, just know that doctors are not on board with this. I know, shocker, right?
Way.
One doctor in Akron, Ohio says, "That's bizarre. This seems like a total waste of money." They did not include that in their marketing pamphlet.
but we get the flu shot. You know, we go ahead and inject ourselves with the flu.
There was a doctor in Nashville that says, "This is potentially hazardous if it does work. And I don't think that it does. I really hope this product is fake and this is all a stunt."
Use Kleenexes.
You can go to vaevtissue.com.
Okay, now anybody who's about to go out and buy themselves a box of used Kleenex, I can, less than $80, I can give you used some TP. There's toilet paper.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of flu in there.
It's got some flu in there, I'm sure.
By the way, I just went on their website. They're claiming that they're sold out.
Hopefully they took, because doctors made them not sell it.
They ain't sold out. They finally looked at what they had done. They'd said it all out loud and seen a picture of it on their website and went, "Fellas, that's the dumbest thing we've ever thought of.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got to shut this down." They ain't sold out. Tony hates us all, so he's been looking for a new job, found one where he could be driving the Wienermobile.
He's lying.
Well, I don't know how much longer Tony's going to be here, guys. He's been looking at this other job. What a lot of you may not know is that Tony's a truck driver.
That's right. Backbone of America.
And so this is a perfect job for him. They're looking for somebody to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Nothing says Wiener like Tony.
You hush. Now, this is one you're guilty of. Everybody would, and their brother would love to drive the Oscar Mayer Wiener.
If you get the job, you'll be known as one of the hot doggers. That's what they call themselves.
Bet you get a cool patch with that.
They do want you to have a, some sort of college.
You got to go through schooling to be a hot dogger?
Yeah, you have to have some sort of college. So that may knock you out. But with your experience of hot dogging and wienering and stuff, they may look past that.
Okay. Yeah, so they wiener say, 101 in school, you take that?
Yeah, if you had wiener 101, then you're good to go. They don't specify how many hot doggers that they're going to be hiring. There are currently 6 Wienermobiles traveling the country at any given time. So
I've Googled it, because I was wondering what the cost of a Oscar Mayer Wienermobile would be.
Right,
you can't find one for sale.
Yeah,
the first one costed $60,000 to build.
Man, and,
well, I've seen these. They have to sell them.
Well, no, I bet they take them apart before they do anything. I mean, I wouldn't want my company's, Wienermobile out there that's nationally known. Goober like you get a hold of it, and there's no telling. Trying to redo the Tawny Contain Whitesnake thing. I mean, that's not a good look.
The Whitesnake video.
I mean,
I
can understand wanting to drive the Wienermobile, but, I mean, if you drive it all day, don't you think your buns would get tired?
Oh.
I mean, there are worst jobs.
Worst. Yeah, and
Think about this, Tony. Is driving the Wienermobile a job you'd relish? I mean, let's talk frank, people. Wonder how much you get paid.
I don't know.
Maybe just a ballpark figure.
Oh, I'm killing it.
If your lady says she wants nothing for Valentine's Day, here's something. Valentine's Day's coming up. It's less than a month away, so it's...
Men, write this down.
If you have a Valentine in your life, now's the time to be thinking about what to get.
All right. Or maybe working toward having a Valentine.
Now, here's something else.
Uh-huh.
Guys, when you hear this, don't get me nothing for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
That is a damn lie. That is a lie. Don't buy into it.
They don't.
Don't do it.
Uh-uh.
Because that's not what she means.
Right.
She may mean it at the time, but that's not what she means come February 14th when it's actually Valentine's Day.
You best have something for her. Yeah, exactly.
Well, here it is. This is for the girl who says she wants nothing.
All right.
For Valentine's Day.
What is it?
It's the gift of nothing. It's just an empty plastic heart that these people are selling for $1.25. You can get one shipped here to the U.S. This company's in England. So if you want to get that special someone who wants nothing, you'll actually be able to give them literally nothing. And then that'll show her.
an empty heart. Men give that to their sweethearts every day of the year.
I'd love to watch somebody give this to... Their wife or girlfriend.
Look,
you said you wanted nothing, so here you go. That's not what I meant.
Well, that's what you said.
Had a social media theater for you today.
Here it is.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Yep, time for social media theater again today. What we do is we take Facebook threads from other people, strangers, we don't know them, and
pretty much make fun of their lives, don't we?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, if you want to boil it down to just that, then then that's what we do. We reenact with some fairly bad acting their Facebook trouble. And today there's a lady, and all she wants to do is make a radio request. Her name is Trina.
That's sweet.
I'll play Trina and Trina's friend Wayne. Tony, you play Trina's friend Bethany and Dave. Okay, you ready?
Got it.
Trina, today was the most terrible and depressing day of my life. And it marks only the first of many to come. I'm so lost and depressed. Why is this happening? Please don't ask. I don't want to discuss it.
Bethany, I'm so sorry to hear this, Trina.
Dave, hey, wait a second. Not trying to be mean, but you can't just drop this. The most terrible, depressing day of my life, and then tell people to not ask about it.
Bethany, she certainly can. Sometimes a woman just wants to vent.
Dave. Venting's one thing. The most terrible day of your life is something different. That's not venting. That's a cry for help.
Trina, I told you I don't want to talk about it.
Wayne, this is about Gary, ain't it?
Dave, it's always about Gary. I don't know what to do about it, Trina.
Trina, look, I know people judge me because I'm engaged to an inmate.
Wayne, we just want you to be happy.
Trina, I am happy, dang it.
Bethany, okay, I may be changing sides here. You can't be bringing up the most terrible day of your life at the top of this post and now declare that you're happy 3 sentences later.
Dave, Trina, seriously, what's going on?
Trina, I have literally... been on the phone for 2 hours straight trying to get through to Delilah to make a radio dedication for Gary, who's listening tonight, and they don't pick up.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony's word
of the day.
Make you smarter.
Day. And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Carnation cremation. Carnation cremation is the process of turning your deceased loved one's ashes into coffee creamer. Carnation cremation.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
The best country lyric that's never been written.
But hoping it will.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
After a liter of vodka and 11 beers, a woman with no teeth looks just like Britney Spears.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And as always, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Yes, we are aware there are a lot of terrible dads out there in the world. We also know there are some kick butt dads out there in the world too.
Thanks, Skippy.
And this one here, unbelievable. 40-year-old guy, he's from China. The story comes from China. His name is Yu. I can't pronounce his last name. Yu has a 12-year-old son who's disabled and can't walk.
Poor kid.
And ever since mom ran off 9 years ago, Yu has been raising him as a single father, which means he has to take care of him and work.
Yeah, he's got a lot on him.
They live in central China, where there aren't many schools that can handle kids with special needs. And they also don't have public transportation. So for the past 6 months, Yu has walked 18 miles a day to carry his son back and forth from school.
Oh, 18 miles.
Every morning he wakes up at 5, then he carries him 4.5 miles to the school, walks back so he can work, and then walks back at the end of the day to pick him up for a grand total of 18 miles a day.
What a man.
Yu says, it's all worth it because my son is at the top of his class, and someday he dreams of going to college.
He's carried him. That right there, Dad. That's tear up material.
That's super dad kind of stuff.
My
there.
Gosh.
Story gets better too because a newspaper there recently did an article on this, which is how we're hearing about it. And now the local government there is going to pay for an apartment that's much closer to the school. So he's not gonna have to walk as far anymore. And some of the pictures here, I mean, it's just dirt muddy roads he's having to walk to.
Wow, so, carried his amazing. Boy. Going to make sure he goes to college and yeah. carried him out. Oh, goodness.
I love that story. That's great. Mr. You are real good. Well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Share it with your friends, your neighbors, preacher, whoever. Yeah. Whoever.
Turn it to 11 and share it with everyone.
This has been Jason and Tony's In Case You Missed It.